No more is heard about Khazar-Arab fighting after the end of the 8th century. As we enter the 9th, the Khazars seemed to enjoy several decades of peace. At least, there is little mention of them in the chronicles, and no news is good news in history. The southern frontiers of their country had been pacified. Relations with the Caliphate had settled down to a tacit non-aggression pact. Relations with Byzantium continued to be definitely friendly. Yet in the middle of this comparatively idyllic period, there is an ominous episode which foreshadowed new dangers. In 833, or thereabouts, the Khazar Khan and Bek sent an embassy to the East Roman Emperor Theophilus, asking for skilled architects and craftsmen to build them a fortress on the lower reaches of the Don. The emperor responded with alacrity. He sent a fleet across the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov, up the mouth of the Don, to the strategic spot where the fortress was to be built. Thus came Sarkel into being, the famous fortress and priceless archaeological site, virtually the only one that yielded clues to Khazar history, until it was submerged in the Simliansk Reservoir adoining the Volga-Don Canal. Constantine Porphyrogenitus, who related the episode in some detail, says that since no stones were available in the region, Sarkel was built of bricks, burnt in specially constructed kilns. He does not mention the curious fact, discovered by Soviet archaeologists while the site was still accessible, that the builders also used marble columns of Byzantine origin dating from the 6th century and probably salvaged from some Byzantine ruin. A nice example of imperial thrift. The potential enemy against whom this impressive fortress was built by joint Roman-Khazar effort were those formidable and menacing newcomers on the world scene, whom the West called Vikings or Norsemen, and the East called Raus or Rhôs or Rus. 2 centuries earlier, the conquering Arabs had advanced on the civilized world in a gigantic pincer movement, its left prong reaching across the Pyrenees, its right prong across the Caucasus. Now, during the Viking Age, history seemed to create a kind of mirror image of that earlier phase. The initial explosion which had triggered off the Muslim wars of conquest took place in the southernmost region of the known world, the Arabian Desert. The Viking raids and conquests originated in its northernmost region, Scandinavia. The Arabs advanced northward by land, the Norsemen southward by sea and waterways. The Arabs were, at least in theory, conducting a holy war. The Vikings waged unholy wars of piracy and plunder. But the results, as far as the victims were concerned, were much the same. In neither case have historians been able to provide convincing explanations of the economical, ecological, or ideological reasons which transformed these apparently quiescent regions of Arabia and Scandinavia, quasi-overnight, into volcanoes of exuberant vitality and reckless enterprise. Both eruptions spent their force within a couple of centuries, but left a permanent mark on the world. Both evolved in this time span from savagery and destructiveness to splendid cultural achievement. About the time when Sarkel was built by joint Byzantine-Khazar efforts in anticipation of attack by the Eastern Vikings, their western branch had already penetrated all the major waterways of Europe and conquered half of Ireland. Within the next few decades, they colonized Iceland, conquered Normandy, repeatedly sacked Paris, raided Germany, the Rhine Delta, the Gulf of Genoa, circumnavigated the Iberian Peninsula, and attacked Constantinople through the Mediterranean and the Dardanelles, simultaneously with a Rus attack down the Dnieper and across the Black Sea. As Toynbee wrote, "In the 9th century, which was the century in which the Rus impinged on the Khazars and on the East Romans, the Scandinavians were raiding and conquering and colonizing in an immense arc that eventually extended southwestward to North America and southeastward to the Caspian Sea." No wonder that a special prayer was inserted in the litanies of the West. A furore Normannorum, libera nos, Domine. No wonder that Constantinople needed its Khazar allies as a protective shield against the carved dragons on the bows of the Viking ships, as it had needed them a couple of centuries earlier against the green banners of the prophet. And as on that earlier occasion, the Khazars were again to bear the brunt of the attack, and eventually to see their capital laid in ruins. Not only Byzantium had reason to be grateful to the Khazars for blocking the advance of the Viking fleets down the great waterways from the north. We have now gained a better understanding of the cryptic passage in Joseph's letter to Hasdai, written a century after. With the help of the Almighty, I guard the mouth of the river, and do not permit the Rus who come in their ships to invade the land of the Arabs. I fight heavy wars with the Rus.